Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
In the small, picturesque town of Willow Creek, the Turner family prepared to celebrate Christmas in their quaint, lovingly restored Victorian home. The family consisted of Clara Turner, a kind-hearted and creative interior designer, her husband David, a local physician, and their 8-year-old daughter Sophie, a bright child with an active imagination. This Christmas, Sophie received a special gift from her grandmother, an intricately crafted dollhouse that was an exact miniature replica of their home, the dollhouse, with its detailed furnishings and tiny dolls resembling each family member, immediately captivated Sophie. As Sophie played with the dollhouse, Clara began to notice odd occurrences around their actual home. Objects would move or disappear only to be found in the same place in the dollhouse. The family chalked it up to coincidence at first, but the incidents grew increasingly strange and specific. Sophie grew more attached to the dollhouse, spending hours arranging and rearranging the miniature furniture and dolls. Clara, observing her daughter's play, realized that events in the dollhouse seemed to predict or mirror happenings in their real home. If a doll was placed in a certain room in the dollhouse, a family member would feel compelled to go to that room in the real house. As Christmas approached, the mimicry between the dollhouse and their home became more disturbing. Clara found a doll, resembling David, lying on the miniature living room floor. Hours later, David suffered a fall, in the actual living room, breaking his leg in the same spot. Panicked and desperate to understand the dollhouse's power, Clara began researching its history. She learned that it was crafted by a reclusive artist, known for his interest in the occult. Rumors suggested that he imbued his creations with a life of their own, blurring the lines between reality and artifice. The situation escalated on Christmas Eve. Sophie, under the dollhouse's spell, arranged a macabre scene. The family dolls gathered around a tiny Christmas tree, with one figure lying motionless beneath it. Alarmed, Clara attempted to remove the dollhouse from the house, but it was as if it had become a part of the home, immovable. That night, as the Turner family gathered around their Christmas tree, a sense of dread hung in the air. The lights flickered, a cold wind swept through the room, and the tree toppled over, pinning Clara underneath. As she lay there, immobilized, she saw Sophie, her eyes glassy and distant, whispering to the dollhouse as if in a trance. David, struggling with his injury, was unable to help. The house itself seemed to turn against them, doors slamming shut and windows locking, trapping them inside. The dollhouse, now a malevolent presence, controlled their fates, its scenes playing out in horrific detail in their reality. In the final terrifying moments, the house caught fire, the flames mirroring those engulfing the miniature home. As the fire spread, Clara's last sight was of Sophie, still entranced by the dollhouse, unaware of the chaos around her. The fire brigade arrived too late. The Turner home was reduced to ashes, the dollhouse found among the debris, unscathed and eerily intact.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
In the remote village of Frostwood, nestled in the heart of a snow-covered forest, the locals prepared for their annual Christmas festivities. Among them was Evelyn Carter, a 28-year-old schoolteacher, known for her love of folklore and community spirit. This year, however, the village's Christmas would be overshadowed by an ancient and forgotten terror. The first sign of something amiss was the appearance of a mysterious reindeer in the forest surrounding Frostwood. The reindeer, with its unnaturally bright red eyes and an aura of malevolence, was spotted by several villagers, including Evelyn. Its appearance coincided with a series of unexplained and ominous events. Animals behaving erratically, a sudden drop in temperature, and a feeling of dread hanging over the village. Evelyn, intrigued and concerned, began researching the village's history and stumbled upon a long-forgotten legend. The legend spoke of a curse placed upon the village by a vengeful spirit, manifesting in the form of a reindeer. The spirit, wronged by the village's ancestors, sought retribution every 50 years, bringing with it a deadly blizzard and the ghosts of the past. As Christmas Eve approached, the signs of the curse grew stronger. The villagers, initially skeptical, began to sense the danger. The forest seemed to close in around them. The nights grew longer, and the air was filled with the sound of distant, mournful howling. Evelyn, realizing the gravity of the situation, tried to warn the villagers, but her pleas were met with disbelief. It wasn't until the curse began to claim its first victims, villagers found frozen in the snow, faces twisted in terror, that the reality of the threat became undeniable. On Christmas Eve, as the village was blanketed in an unnatural darkness, the cursed reindeer appeared in the village square. Its presence brought a suffocating cold, and with it, the spirits of those claimed by the curse in generations past. The village was plunged into a nightmare, with the spectral figures of wronged souls haunting the streets. Evelyn, alongside the village's elder, Mr. Hawthorne, a descendant of one of the original families involved in the wrongdoing, attempted to appease the spirit. They conducted an ancient ritual in the village square, offering apologies and restitution to the spirit. However, the spirit, twisted by centuries of anger and betrayal, was beyond appeasement. In a horrifying turn, it unleashed the full force of its wrath. A blizzard engulfed the village, the wind screaming like the cries of the damned, and the temperature plummeting to lethal levels. The villagers, caught in the open, succumbed to the spirit's fury one by one, frozen in a grotesque tableau around the village square. Evelyn and Mr. Hawthorne, realizing their efforts were in vain, sought shelter in the church. But the spirit's vengeance knew no bounds. In the final terrifying moments, as the church doors buckled under the force of the blizzard, Evelyn saw the spectral reindeer and the vengeful spirits closing in. The last thing she heard over the howling wind was the sound of ghostly bells, a death knell for the cursed village of Frostwood. The next morning, a search party from a neighboring town found Frostwood buried under the snow, its inhabitants frozen in time, a grim reminder of the forgotten past and the deadly cost of unresolved wrongs.
experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.